unprecedented security, including a 6-kilometre anti-terrorism barrier along the Seine. That's what the organisers of the Paris Olympics have promised. The opening ceremony happens this Friday. And Kate Farley joins us now from the banks of the Seine. Good morning. Bonjour, Kate.
Bonjour. Yes, good morning, Keane, from Place de l'Aina here in the centre of Paris. But it's just a couple of hundred metres from the River Seine, and it's very close to an area that normally offers tourists a fantastic view of the Eiffel Tower across the water, but not this week. I just want to describe, Keane, what I'm seeing here. So there's about 6 roads coming off this junction. 3 of them are now blocked off. Mm-hmm. There are metal barriers all along them, and at least a dozen police officers and police vans are stationed at the roadblocks. And if anyone does need to get through, for instance, if they work or live within this area close to the Seine, they have to prove it with a special QR code, and they'll have their bags checked. So as you can imagine, it's not going down too well with some locals. And that's pretty much the situation for 6 kilometres both sides of the Seine, and it'll stay in place until after the opening ceremony on Friday. And that's because the ceremony poses a particular challenge for authorities. Unlike previous Summer Olympics, it will not take place inside a stadium. Instead, a flotilla of barges will carry thousands of athletes down the River Seine, and to keep participants safe, France will impose a no-fly zone of 150 kilometres during the ceremony, while snipers will be deployed on the top of buildings along the route. So, Keane, I think it's safe to say that rarely in peacetime has the French capital experienced such high levels of security. Now, I've been speaking to Mark Hecker. He is a security analyst at the French Institute for International Relations about the range and scale of security challenges facing authorities here ahead of the Games.
Well, the Olympics, it's a huge event, a world event that will attract millions of people. And of course, the security issues are burning. And there are several, actually, threats. The main one for the authorities, the terrorist threat, and more specifically, the jihadist threat. But there are also other kinds of terrorist threats coming from the far right, for instance. There are also threats coming from activists. So they may be nonviolent, but if they try to disturb the games, then it can also, you know, create a security issue at some point. And there's also the cyber threat that's really high, but they know how to counter that.
So what's your assessment then of how prepared Paris is to face those threats?
Well, you know, they've been preparing for years now, and it will be an amazing deployment of security forces for several weeks. So we're talking about 45,000 policemen and gendarmes for the opening ceremony, for instance, and also more than 10,000 soldiers, also more than 20,000 private security officers. And the idea, of course, is to maximize the protection and to minimize the risk. Of course, you cannot annihilate the risk. There will always be one. But the idea, I guess, is to do it and not, you know, to accept a defeat against terrorism in abandoning this magnificent setting.
Mark Hecker there. Kate, it sounds like a very detailed, very tight, elaborate security operation. There's an Irish involvement too.
Yes, Keane, there is indeed. Gardaí are being deployed to Paris for the Games. And I'm joined by one of them now, Inspector Neil Casley. He is the international liaison with the Garda Síochána. Inspector Casley, thanks for joining us here. Let's talk numbers first. How many Gardaí are coming here to Paris?
Good morning, Kate. A total of 42 Gardaí will assist with policing the Paris Olympics from the 25th of July till the 12th of August. A further 12 Gardaí will assist with policing the Paralympics between the 27th of August and the 9th of September. And in addition, 2 Gardaí will assist in policing of tourist areas in Giverny and Le Mans Saint-Michel. This is following a request received from French authorities and subsequent government approval. And just to highlight that this comes on the back of a number of years of deployments carried out under the EU PROOM initiative around operational police cooperation, and also follows on from the recent very successful deployment of Gardaí to assist French authorities in policing the Rugby World Cup.
So can you give me a little bit more detail there on the role they'll be performing while they're here and where they'll be located?
Garda officers in Paris will be partaking in joint patrols with the French police, and will be available to assist Irish nationals or other English-speaking nationals visiting Paris and or attending Olympic events. Specifically, there will be three types of missions that may be assigned to Garda officers, and these are assuring public security as part of the general security arrangements for the Olympics, assisting to welcome visitors and facilitate engagement with local host authorities, and assuring transport security in train stations and metro stations near Olympic venues. And they will be based all around central locations in Paris. And for those who know Paris, they will be in the 5th and 6th arrondissement districts, if you will. And that's where Saint-Germain-des-Prés and the Pantheon. We'll also have teams in the 9th district, which is Opera. We'll have teams in the 11th district, which is La Place de la République. We'll also be down in the 15th district, down with the Garde Austerlitz, working with the transport police. And we're also up in the Stade Plan de Saint-Denis, which is the stadium, Stade de France, which will be used for the Olympic events itself.
Well, reassuring, no doubt, for the estimated 25,000 Irish fans who will be travelling to the Olympics over the next couple of weeks. So thanks, Inspector Cassidy. That was Inspector Neil Cassidy, International Liaison with the Garda Síochána Síochána, joining me from a very fortified Paris. Back to you, Keane.
Kate Farley in Paris, thank you. It's